Unit 1. Extra Listening. Page 11. First Impressions. You are going to hear a conversation about making first impressions. Listen and choose the correct answer.
Good afternoon, students, and welcome to the first meeting of our student exchange program. I want to congratulate you on being selected to represent our school in North America next term. Today, one of the organizers of the program, Dr. Edward Austin, is here to talk about first impressions. Welcome, Dr. Austin.
Thank you. I'm glad to see so many students interested in the exchange program. In addition to your own class, there are young people from other schools as well. 125 students are participating in the exchange this year. You'll be sent to 10 different schools in different regions all over the United States and Canada. In the US, the schools are in New York and Florida on the East Coast, Texas and Alabama in the South, and California on the West Coast. There are also schools in Toronto and Montreal in Canada. Your school will be mixed with students from other schools, so it's important that you know how to make a good first impression to help you get along well with others in the program.
Can you tell us why first impressions are so important, Dr. Austin?
Well, research has shown that when we meet a new person, we usually form an opinion about them in the first 10 seconds of our meeting. This impression can affect how we react to them, even after we get to know more about them.
Do you mean that we decide what we think about someone just by the way they look?
It's true that how we look is part of a first impression. But it's not just a matter of if you've got long or short hair, or if you're short or tall. The clothes we wear, the way we walk, and our body language are all part of a first impression. I'd say that one of the most important ways to make a good first impression is to smile. It's the first step in helping people to see you as warm and friendly. It's also important to have a good, strong handshake. The people you meet will feel that you're confident and happy to meet them.
What else can students do to make a good impression?
Well, you should always look straight into the eyes of the people you meet. I know that some of you may be shy, but make an effort. If you don't look people directly in the eye, they feel that you're not interested in knowing them. Ask for their name and use it when you speak. This shows that you think that they're important.
Dr. Austin, some of our students are worried about their English accents. Do you think that this will cause a problem?
No, certainly not. Everyone has got an accent. The students you'll meet in North America have got different accents too. People will be more affected by the tone of your voice if you sound happy or bored than by your accent. You should also take the time to think a little about the people you're going to meet and plan some interesting questions to ask them. For example, ask about the activities at school or how the students spend their free time. It's also very important to be a good listener. The one way to be sure to make a bad first impression is to talk only about yourself. Make sure that you show the other person that you're interested in getting to know them.
You mentioned the role of clothes in making an impression. Is there any advice you can give the students?
Yes, I can give some general advice. Later, when we tell you where you're going, we can give you more specific information about how to dress for your new school. I won't tell you to change your style, but it's important to be neat and clean. Wearing dirty or torn clothing shows that you don't respect the person you're going to meet.
Is there anything else that the students should know about making a good first impression?
Yes, remember to be polite. Good manners help you make friends. And most important, relax and just be yourselves. Remember that the students you're going to meet in the exchange program are just as nervous as you are about meeting someone new. Enjoy yourself and have a good time.
It looks like we've got some more time. So has anyone got a question that they would like to ask, Dr. Austin?